Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skinner scores. Nelson moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tapp for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-1 in the game. Friend hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner is called out on strikes. 1 out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn bunts towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ashburn scores. Banks scores. Altman moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to home to get Altman. Santo moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burgess for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. There goes Hoke. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Bob Friend. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tap for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Hobby reaches second base with a double. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobby scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Will moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Altman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tap hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. Burgess hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.